This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Chris Emmerman, Parks Program Manager for the City of Roseburg. Thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
So you've got a public meeting tonight. Wanted to let folks know about. You're looking at some improvements to Sunshine Park. Tell us more about what you're thinking about.
Yeah, so right now, everybody knows there's ball fields out there and parking and some basic park infrastructure. But beyond the ball fields, there's an additional 50 acres that would lend themselves really nicely to a trail system. So we're going to have a meeting, talk about the potential there and get some input and let people, you know, voice their concerns if they have any.
And this obviously is kind of the early stages of the sort of going through the idea.
Yeah, we're in the early stages of design and putting a concept together, and ideally we'll take public input, wrap that into our design, and then go forward and hopefully go for some grants to fund the project.
And any idea yet? I suppose it's too early to even know what you could be talking about cost-wise.
Yeah, I do not know. I'd be afraid to throw out a number there.
And it might even be one of those things that you get a bigger idea and then you kind of phase it in two or three phases or something?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it'd be nice to get all the good ideas and kind of the what could this be potentially long term. And then, yeah, if it's too much, take it into phases and, do it one piece at a time.
Now, since the park really was developed in 2001, I mean, you got the baseball fields, the softball fields, there's picnic areas and a playground. And it seemed like when it got started, it really kind of took the pressure off some of the other areas of the park system.
Yeah, especially obviously with the baseball and softball fields out there. And that was kind of crucial at that time. I believe there was a bond pass. That was before my time here, but a bond pass to make that happen. And then the, Fir Grove became the dedicated to soccer for the most part. And so, yeah, it took the pressure off. There's still pressure always with athletic fields in a small town with a lot of different uses. But it certainly did help with taking that pressure off of the other ball fields.
And I can remember when my kids were younger and were starting off to play soccer, and they both played for eons, that there were some fields before the what I call the soccer complex was developed that, you'd be playing soccer on it and you'd also be playing baseball on it, and it just didn't really work so well. And different sports have, put different pressures on the grass and everything like that. And then you got scheduling and there's overlap. And so I don't remember much about the idea, and obviously you weren't here yet, but the idea came to develop Sunshine Park. And really, I think for folks who haven't been out there yet, it's worth a quick drive out if they've never seen it, just to look around and see what's there.
Yeah, and I'm especially excited for this trail project because I didn't even realize the property that was out there and how beautiful it is and how, there's a couple different hills and a ridge, valleys in between, some flat area with some, a riparian area. So there's just a lot of diversity in that area out there. And people already do some hiking, some informal hiking and walking their dogs out there. But this will just really expand that informal system. And it was actually identified in the park's master plan back in 2008 that this area should be developed into a trail system. It was a priority one project. And then recently the Parks Commission kind of backed that up and said, yeah, that's kind of one of our highest priorities moving forward over the next 5 years.
A couple of Sundays ago, I went out there to look around and I just had a few minutes. But I think because, when you say Sunshine Park, people, I think, probably think it's just what they see now. And honestly, without going back and looking, I started delving around going, okay, how far did the boundaries go? Because you've got it, it fenced off in different areas, but it's over twice as big as the area you're using for what's there now.
Yeah, so it'll really expand that park and give it some, different uses. Exactly like you said, Kyle, when people think of Sunshine Park, they probably just think, oh, ball fields. And because really that's what it's heavily used for at this point in time. But there's potential to get some really nice trails and other amenities back behind there. So
now you've already been working with a trail construction firm, and they've kind of put some basic concepts together, right?
Yeah, and I'm excited. A representative of that firm will be there tonight at the meeting to kind of, you know, walk us through what the potential is there and what this trail system could look like. And then, like I said, gather public input on that.
So the meeting is 6 o'clock at the Roseburg Public Library in the Ford Room. How long do you think it'll last?
Probably about an hour. You know, could go a little bit over if there's more conversation than we think. But, you know, we're allotting an hour, hour and a half.
And so a chance for people to get kind of their first look at what could be ahead. I mean, people in Roseburg and obviously the whole Umpqua Valley area, a lot of people like having all these outdoor areas in the parks. And I think especially with the age disposition, folks like these opportunities to get out, try to get in shape, stay in shape, do things like that, and to have one more place and just sort of a different take on a place to walk and things like that.
Yeah, I think this is a really great opportunity. Not often does a city have an opportunity to develop a trail system like this. But, you know, Roseburg's a little more suburban than your other city, or, you know, thinking urban cities and larger metropolitan areas. So this is a really good opportunity to connect people to nature, but do it in a close to home, you know, have that close to home experience. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing this project go forward.
All right, Chris Ammerman, Parks Program Manager for the City of Roseburg. Again, the meeting 6 o'clock tonight in the Ford Room of the library. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
8:38 here at News Radio 1240 KQEN.